Hello, hello, bonjour. Welcome back. Module number five, Live You Fully. Oh my goodness, can you believe that we're here? It is finally time to open up your New Yorker. Over this point in time inside of Live You Fully, you've allowed yourself to begin to engage with your Indie, begin to open up your Frenchie, and now it's time to begin to activate your New Yorker. And the reason I say begin to activate is because this is something that is a continuous process. We are focusing specifically inside of Live You Fully on an individual femtype at a time. However, as soon as you do start opening up the energy of the femtypes, you will be, in any given moment, continuing to activate and open up all of them. So even though we're going to be focusing on the New Yorker today, I do want to invite you to remember that your Indie is still opening and receiving, and your Frenchie is still opening to the opportunity for pleasure. So it continues. Prosperity and power, how to confidently create and powerfully implement. Awaken your power with your New Yorker femtype. So excited to talk to you about this today because getting out of the doing, doing, doing energy and allowing yourself to be strategic with your time and with your energy units is a really powerful and purposeful aspect of the New Yorker. So a brief review of reflection time on module number four. Did you take the time to complete module number four and answer the questions? Again, this is for you. Are you allowing yourself to complete the daily requirements? And how are you relating to yourself this week? Go ahead and pause the module and just gift yourself an opportunity, 1 minute, 30 seconds to answer the questions and then sit with yourself for just a second. How are you relating to yourself this week? So much is available to us at any given point in time. We continually have the opportunity to respond in a way that serves us. So, how are you relating to yourself this week? Are you allowing yourself to feel expansive? Are you allowing yourself to remember that you and your soul and your connection with the universe and the loving are your source of power? See where you are inside. And now, continuing with the reflection, what has begun to shift for you? Taking a moment to recognize what are the subtle and sometimes big changes that are taking place inside of you at this point. This is a brief moment for celebration. Just as, oh my goodness, wow, look at me now. It's so easy to get caught on that, that wheel of bigger, better, bigger, better, bigger, better all the time, which can be a gorgeous growth opportunity. And yet, just sitting in the silence for a minute and just recognizing where you are now. What's already begun to shift for you? What do you now know about your Frenchie? It is very common that there are a number of judgments or limitations that women place on their own Frenchies. Fears of what society thinks about the Frenchie, fears of what people might think about you, or what you might think about you if you begin to embody and embrace your Frenchie. And many times, a surprise for women. At the complexity and the power that exists inside the Frenchie. So, what is it you know about your Frenchie now? Are there any patterns or themes showing up for you at this particular point in your life? Have you been having similar conversations with people? Are you getting similar responses or signs or symptoms of things? Check in and make sure that. That's serving you. If not, there's an opportunity for you to shift your vibration and consciousness around what it is you're paying attention to. And from the Frenchie perspective, what relationship in your life are you most aware of? So, to articulate this a little bit more clearly, what relationship in your life right now has the most energy around it for you? Are you being asked to explore a particular relationship, give love and energy and light to a relationship more intently? So, like always, go ahead and pause the module and respond to those. And once you have, we are going to begin module five, segment number one, and talk about what does it really mean to be prosperous. I was talking to somebody this morning, and it's incredibly easy to be prosperous or abundant when there are a lot of external examples of prosperity and abundance in our life. The true gift of prosperity and the true gift of abundance is to allow yourself to feel that regardless of what you're seeing outside. That truly is abundance. You know, that deep opportunity and belief and opening, even when you can't see something. That's abundant and that's prosperity. So let's talk about opening up to prosperity, because being prosperous occurs when you are thinking and being, not just by having prosperity, which is what I was leading into. So feel into that, because we can really see the logic inside of that for ourselves, but given the opportunity to experience feeling prosperous is your choice in any given moment. Are you having prosperous thoughts? Are you being prosperous with your time, with your energy? And when I say being prosperous with your time, I'd like to clarify. I'm not saying that you need to do everything for everybody else when they ask you to do it. I'm also talking about your own prosperity with your time. Are you honoring what it is that allows you to feel prosperous with your time and being in that vibration? We are going to delve into today what it really means to be prosperous and how you can allow this aspect of your life to fully flourish without guilt. And we are going to begin to talk about your current money situation, because obviously that is one of the ways that we relate to prosperity, and yet we're going to bring it above and beyond that as well. The reason I like to start with this is because it's such an easy focal point for people, right? It's a topic of conversation in every day, really, and it's a way for us to relate to our environment and our lifestyle. And so beginning to shift your relationship with this and how it's showing up for you can certainly tint everything. I'd like you to keep in mind, however, as we do this, that this is only one form of prosperity. So let's talk about your current level of prosperity in relationship to money. My intention in bringing up this conversation with you is to see how you are currently relating to this for yourself, where it is you might be feeling stuck or anxious or limiting this energy. So how do you relate to your money? Again, just like always, when I ask these questions, I'm going to go through them, and then I'm inviting you to right now in this moment, have your template by you, your Live You Fully template, and answer these questions. No need to put it off for any other time. In fact, that would not be prosperous. Prosperity is allowing yourself to know you have the time in any given moment to complete what it is that's important to you. When we put things off, we actually form an indebted kind of energy with what it is we want to be doing or what we want to put our focused intention towards. So I really do invite you to take that very seriously, because even going through this exercise and giving yourself the opportunity to complete the questions can allow you to step into a feeling of prosperity and abundance. So how do you relate to your money right now? How do you relate to it? Does it feel good? Does it feel like there's enough? Does it feel uplifting? Does it feel like a curse? Be honest with yourself. How do you relate to your money? How do you relate to your thoughts about money? Are they prosperous thoughts? It's so easy, as I said, when things aren't going exactly the way we want, to get on that bandwagon of, well, this is just how it is. These are not prosperous thoughts. Prosperous thoughts are expansive and abundant and full of creative energy and what if. So how are your current thoughts about money? When you think about money, where do you feel it in your body? Pay close attention to this. Do you feel a tightness in your chest? Any pain in your back or your stomach? Do you feel it somewhere? And then articulating a little bit more, what does it feel like? I already mentioned tightness. Sometimes there can be a tightness or an anxiety or a pressure even. So pay attention. This really does affect your physical embodiment. Go ahead and pause the module now and take some time with these questions. It only takes really a few minutes. You don't need to feel like you need an hour and a half right now. Just give some forward thought to these questions, and I do invite you to write them down. Then meet me back here for segment number 2, module number 5. We're actually going to go into something that I believe will surprise you. Money and forgiveness, the ultimate key to wealth. I have something really exciting to share with you.